Elizabeth Elliot studied Greek in college with the goal of working as a Bible translator. Shortly after arriving in Ecuador, she married fellow missionary Jim Elliot, who was later killed while trying to reach out to the fierce Alca Indians. Soon after the tragic incident, Elizabeth took her 3-year-old daughter Valerie, and they lived among the same Indian tribe that had killed her husband. Here on Gateway to Joy, Elizabeth shares with us the insights from her remarkable journey. Here's Elizabeth Elliot.
Jesus said, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and overburdened, and I will give you rest. Put on my yoke and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot, talking with you today about another most asked question. People do expect me to be Ann Landers and Dear Abby and an encyclopedia and Chuck Swindoll and all the great Bible teachers of the radio. They expect me somehow or other to be able to answer all their questions, and I do the best I can. Some questions come over and over and over again, so I've had more opportunity to think about the answers than I have about some. And this is a relatively easy one. People write and ask me, do I have a recommended reading list? Well, yes, I do. And I'm sure that if I were to give you my recommended reading list, I would get 25 letters from people saying, "You mean to say you didn't recommend this book or that book or the other book?" And I wouldn't be able to defend myself on that, would I? My father's general rule for reading, and he was a great reader, he commuted by train every day, so he read all the way to work, and he read all the way home from work, and he read at home, and he read everywhere. But his general rule was read 2 old books to every new one. And I think I read somewhere that C.S. Lewis's rule was read 3 old books to every new one. If a book's been around for 100 years or more, it's probably a very good book. Another rule of C.S. Lewis's was he would not read newspapers or magazines. And Malcolm Muggeridge would back him up on that, I think. Muggeridge, who was in journalism all his life, said, "Why does anyone read newspapers? They're all lies." If you would stop and think how many books you could read in the time it takes you to read 1 week's newspapers, you might be startled. And as for magazines and all the literary junk food that we can spend our time on, and not to mention television, stop and take stock of it sometime. Try to total up the number of minutes and hours that you spend on just dipping here and there without any particular purpose or plan in your reading. One remark that often just blows my mind is, "I'm not much of a reader." I've had a lot of people say that to me. "I'm not much of a reader." Now, they're not people who are dyslexic or people who never have learned to read. They just don't like to read, or they don't bother. And of course, I can't make you a reader, but I'd love to try. I would say start out with some of the great books. They may seem daunting to you. You may think that War and Peace must be an awful bore because it's such a huge, thick book. Well, I put off reading War and Peace for years, and when I finally read it, I couldn't put it down. Try the great Russian authors like Dostoevsky. Read Crime and Punishment. If you can't identify, I'll be surprised. Read Tolstoy, Anna Karenina, War and Peace. They're going to be much more interesting, I think, than you suppose. The great thing about really great literature is that it holds up a mirror, and suddenly we see ourselves. These people understood human nature. They understood it, and they knew how to describe it. And you will find yourself identifying with one character after another in the great books. Read Sigrid Undset, U-N-D-S-E-T. Now, her name is not usually mentioned along with Dostoevsky and Tolstoy and other great authors, but I think she's a great author, perhaps the greatest of the 20th century, unless Isaac Dinesen would be greater. But Sigrid Undset wrote a trilogy called Kristin Lavran's Daughter. That first name is spelled K-R-I-S-T-I-N, and the last, Lavran's daughter, is L-A-V as in victory, R-A-N-S-D-A-T-T-E-R. It's a trilogy about the life of a woman, starting when she's just a little girl and taking her through engagement and marriage and motherhood up to death. Well, I have a list, and I'm going to read through it here just so that you can get an idea of it, and certainly I'm not going to be able to read it slowly enough for you to copy it all down. But these are some of the books that I consider great, and I confess my ignorance. I am not a student of literature. I am not a professor. I have no advanced degrees of any sort, let alone in literature, and there will be some huge omissions and shocking holes in this list, but here it is for what it's worth. John Bunyan's Pilgrim's Progress, Dostoevsky's Crime and Punishment, and The Brothers Karamazov, G.K. Chesterton's Orthodoxy and Everlasting Man. That's two books, Orthodoxy and Everlasting Man. Fenelon, F-E-N-E-L-O-N, Spiritual Letters to Women. Guardini, The Lord. Tolstoy, Anna Karenina, War and Peace. Samuel Rutherford, Letters. C.S. Lewis, the Narnia books. Those of you who want a wonderful set of children's books, get C.S. Lewis's Narnia, N-A-R-N-I-A. Then there are so many of his. I would just say anything at all that you can get a hold of by C.S. Lewis, read it. My husband, Addison Leach, who was a professor at Gordon-Conwell Seminary, used to say if we could get students to read C.S. Lewis, we wouldn't need to have a seminary. But among my favorites are Mere Christianity, The Abolition of Man, The Problem of Pain, and Letters to an American Lady. And Letters to an American Lady is just what it says. It's a series of personal letters to an American lady whom I understand C.S. Lewis never met. And there's more of the man, C.S. Lewis, more of his personal opinions and little glimpses of his personal life in that book that just don't exist in his other books. Of course, he wrote these letters to the American lady with no idea that they were ever going to be published. Then you know that I wouldn't leave Amy Carmichael out of a recommended reading list. Her book, Gold Cord, is a classic. Her little thin book, If. Another one, His Thoughts Said. And anything else you can get your hands on by Amy Carmichael. Flannery O'Connor. Isaac Dinesen, who wrote Out of Africa, a great classic. Gerard Manley Hopkins' poetry. Try that for some great Christian poetry. Francis Thompson's Hound of Heaven. And George MacDonald, another one along with Amy Carmichael and C.S. Lewis, about whom I would say get anything you can get your hands on, especially if you can get any of his out-of-print original novels, not just the modernized and abridged forms. Get those. Sir Gibby is one of my favorites. If you can't find any George MacDonald books, get C.S. Lewis's Anthology of George MacDonald. That's a taster. You'll love it. Gerald Vann, V-A-N-N, The Sun's Course, and that's spelled S-O-N, The Sun's Course. Lilias Trotter, and her two books, Parables of the Cross and Parables of the Christ Life, are out of print, but you might want to get the tapes on which I have read both of those books. Blackmore's book, Lorna Doone, another one of the classics. And I grew up being read aloud to. It's wonderful to be read aloud to, even when you're an adult. Have some of you enjoyed that, you husbands and wives? My brother Jim said that he and his wife Joyce are reading Kristen Lavran's Daughter aloud. And that's a major undertaking, but little by little, as my father used to say, 15 minutes a day will get you through any book in the world. Just keep it up. Among the spiritual classics, I would recommend Hannah Whittall Smith's The Christian's Secret of a Happy Life. Any Christian bookstore ought to have that book. Hannah Whitall Smith, The Christian's Secret of a Happy Life. Brother Lawrence's little book, Practicing the Presence of God. St. Augustine's Confessions. Bonhoeffer's Cost of Discipleship. And Bonhoeffer is spelled Bonhoeffer, The Cost of Discipleship. He was a man killed by the Nazis during World War II. And a little thin book that, as far as I know, is the only book that this author wrote. It is a gem. The author is E. Herman, H-E-R-M-A-N, and the book is Creative Prayer. Now, that book is in print, but you will not be likely to find it in your Christian bookstore. It's called Creative Prayer. And that's a little book that I pull out of my shelf again and again and read and reread. Well, good reading to all of you, and God bless you.
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Shadow of the Almighty, The Life and Testament of Jim Elliott. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.